Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I have a lot of food stories today.
Oh!
And I think I might have to put my chef's hat on.
It's time for...
Go ahead, say
the connoisseur.
The connoisseur! Thank you.
No, you were waiting for me. Okay, so I saw this morning and thought it was worth bringing up because I personally have had my own theories about this, but never really knew until I read what the difference between pastrami and corned beef is. Because they're very similar.
Yeah, my mother, you know, it's been decades since my mother passed away. One of my most prominent memories of my mother was how much she loved pastrami sandwiches.
No kidding.
Loved pastrami. We used to go to a, after church, as I'm sure most Roman Catholics did at the time, we went to a Jewish deli.
You go to the Jewish deli.
And my mother loved her pastrami sandwiches. And so it was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I like them both. I love corned beef because I like Reuben sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Pastrami sandwiches are great, man. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
A real pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, really, really thick, piled high, thick and everything. But they've always seemed quite similar, but they are different. Corned beef is typically made by salt curing beef, usually a brisket. So that's the cut. Pastrami, on the other hand, is generally cut from the cow's navel area.
Mm.
It's
it's still screaming.
It's less stringy than corned beef when you eat it. Pastrami can be made with the brisket, meaning in some cases the only difference between the two dishes is in the cooking
biscuits.
Is in the cooking process. Now, corned beef is either boiled or steamed after being salt cured, so that's usually how you prepare it.
Mm-hmm.
While pastrami is usually seasoned with a dry spice mix, it is smoked and then steamed again before serving.
How about you guys? Are you guys?
I'm a turkey guy.
Yeah,
no, yeah, turkey rules for me. But yeah, but an occasional pastrami sandwich, damn good.
If I go to Murray or Jaime's around the corner,
yep.
I'll definitely get a corned beef. I like to get it lean, the special. So it's got
the cream soda, please.
It's got the Russian dressing and the coleslaw.
You like a nice MLT, a mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich where the mutton is nice and lean.
Yes. What is that?
It's from Princess Bride. Mutton is nice and lean. So anyhow, the dry
lathe.
Oh, look who knows so much. The dry spice mix that they use on pastrami is pretty similar to what's used in the salty brine that is used, excuse me, with corned beef.
Yes, how's your salty brine?
So that's how they make. Listen, speaking of salty foods and so forth, there was a Netflix. I was just searching around for something different to watch. There was a Netflix series, a cooking series.
Stranger Corned Beef.
No, but it's called Salt, Fat. Salt, Fat, Acid and Heat.
Yeah.
And the lady that's on there is great.
She's a phenomenal host.
Really, really well done. It's only four episodes. Huh. One focuses on salt, one focuses on fat, one focuses on vinegar, essentially, which is the acid. And one on the heat. And I haven't watched them all yet, but it's really, really
It's about
good.
All foods in these various, that rely on these various.
Well, no, she has come to the realization, and she's a cultured and learned chef.
Yes.
That if you want something that tastes phenomenal, you have to have all four of those. You got to have fat, you got to have salt, you got to have heat, and you have to have acid. In order to have the sublime taste of flavor.
And she endeavors to prove that point.
Well, she goes on to show you some of the origins of these flavors, and she travels all around the world. And
is this the series where Frank Grillo goes and fights a whole bunch of people?
No, that's completely different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just saw this lady on one of those afternoon talk shows. I don't think it was Ellen, but I'm like, I don't know where this chick came
Steve
from.
Steve Wilkos?
Yeah, she's an author and an accomplished chef in and of herself. And then she the book helped lead to this series, and it's really well done, and they spend a lot of time with cheese.
God,
and
I'm getting hungry just looking at this.
Well, Steve, it's one of those series that when you watch it, it makes you want to be a better chef, be a better cook, and get into the kitchen. And then you just end up going to Panera or
and
whatever.
She's got this great personality, and her knowledge is very, very broad. So, salt, fat, acid, and heat. If you get a chance, check that out. It's on Netflix. So, anyhow, she goes to the reason I bring it up. They go through salt curing and things like that.
Okay.
And how that stuff is made, which is pretty cool. All right, what else do I have?
More from the connoisseur. Salt, fat, heat.
Let's get to junk. Let's get to garbage right now.
Junk. Junk food, as in junk food connoisseur?
Yeah. Peeps. announced 7 new sugary flavors for their marshmallow chicks.
As this we start to approach Easter?
Yeah, this is probably the smartest thing they can do to I mean, they're already a staple, but if they want to, you know, put a fresh coat on this.
They need to. Yeah, they need to upgrade the Peeps. I've never been a huge Peeps fan.
No.
I hate them.
Yeah. It's like eating dried insulin.
I'd rather, I appreciate the way they look. I think it's cute. And, yeah. and I associate them with Easter, and it brings fond memories, but I would not want to eat one.
They tried marshmallow Christ figures, but it just didn't work.
Didn't they do like a sour Peep last year?
May have, Casey, but here's what they're coming out with this year. The 7 new flavors are pancakes and syrup, cotton candy.
How about s'mores?
Orange sherbet dipped in creme-flavored fudge. I kind of like the sound of that. Root beer float, vanilla cream, chocolate caramel swirl.
Well, there you go. That now you're in the realm.
And blue raspberry.
All right, the chocolate caramel swirl is interesting. I just don't like, I find Peeps unbearably sweet.
I have actually shied away from marshmallows altogether.
You don't like marshmallows?
I haven't eaten one in years. I just got tired of them.
For my
s'mores are as close as I get, and they're only things that are s'mores tasting.
Yeah, for my daughter's birthday party, we bought a chocolate fountain. Mm-hmm. They're awesome, by the way. They're really, really fun, and it's great for kids' parties, but I had a chocolate-covered marshmallow in one of those things, and I'm not a marshmallow guy either. That's the way to go.
You liked it?
That's the way to go.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, Casey, apparently they did, I guess it was last year, they did the Peeps Oreos experiment, which ended up turning people's poop bright pink.
Oh, that's cool. We should do that.
Yes. Yeah. Now, here's what I didn't know.
Corned beef and Peeps?
That Peeps is made in, they're made in Bethlehem, so they're not too far away.
Where Jesus was born.
The Pennsylvania-based manufacturer Just Born Incorporated.
So it's a local?
Unveiled the new chicks and
company. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely prefer the bunny peep over the chick peep.
There's a discernible difference in taste?
They're just thinner.
Okay.
And so I like that. And then also, I feel like they're better when they're just a little bit stale.
I'd be curious on a sidetrack here, Preston, but it falls within the realm of the connoisseur. What food companies that are sort of legendary and iconic are in this area? I was surprised to learn, like, was it Ghirardelli?
No, that's San Francisco.
There's another one, though, that is high-end chocolate.
Dove, maybe? I remember somebody sent us a bunch of Dove stuff years
they
ago.
Sent
remember
us...
they sent us the imperfected pieces. I thought it was Dove.
It's the one.
Was it Godiva?
Godiva.
Godiva. Godiva's
even
great.
Better.
Yeah.
Even better.
That's my wife's
factory in the area. I think their headquarters aren't here, but they have a factory. And because remember, we got those the cast-offs.
And they were awesome.
Yeah, they were so good.
Send us all your cast-offs.
Yeah.
Well, we know the Hearst potato chip factory is around here because somebody ended up going there instead of the UN.
That's right.
The field Crayola.
Trip we heard about the other day. Crayola.
Delicious.
Yeah, but Steve's talking about food.
Oh, food. Oh. Yeah. Oh, who doesn't eat crayons?
Snyder's of Hanover, the pretzels.
Snyder's is
that's
is
not the, that far.
Is their main...
Yeah, it's in Hanover.
Oreo was, or are they now in Mexico?
Nabisco had the facility in the Northeast on the Boulevard, but that's not there anymore. But yeah, Snyder's of Hanover, PA, make the pretzels.
Down in between like Diamond Beach, Wildwood area, and Cape May is it Starkist tuna or is it Bumblebee tuna? I don't know if that's the like headquarter, but whenever I ride my bike across the bridge, right to the left there is a tuna factory. What are the tuna
factory?
Yeah, what are the tuna factories? Stark, not Stark.
Yeah, I have a book at home.
Starkist, Chicken of the Sea, and Bumblebee are some of the popular brands.
Maybe it's Bumblebee. Okay. It is Starkist. No, it is not Starkist.
Okay, who cares?
You know, right, Kathy? Who cares? Yeah. But we are, you know, it is part of the topic of conversation.
No, it's right there. It's in this, it's South Korea there.
I don't know about
it's
that.
It's Bumblebee, Preston. Back to you.
Okay. I'm sure that there are many other places around here. By the way, speaking of the shore and all that, is there any place that has better saltwater taffy than another, or is it all pretty much just the same?
Fralinger's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's
what they're known for.
Yeah.
That's in Ocean City, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I'm over saltwater taffy.
You like the tuna flavored saltwater.
I like the tuna flavor one. I'm over fudge, but I'll never pass up a free fudge sample on the boardwalk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I hear you, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you this. That the ice cream.
You talking about Zaz?
Zaz. You know, mm-hmm. There's a brick-and-mortar store now on Germantown Avenue right in Mount Airy.
Yeah.
Hamana. You turned me on to that.
I know. It still pisses me off that somebody ganked all of our Zaz out of the freezer.
She knows about it, the owner. She's wonderful. And they're going to un-gank that for us.
Dude, speaking of which, my wife ganked my leftovers out of the fridge yesterday. I got home from work yesterday.
Can't do it.
Expecting to have that.
How many times?
I'm not going to say.
I'm
not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you that it was mozzarella cheese fries that I was saving.
I think she owes you a tug on the love gang.
She can't reheat fries.
And yes, mozzarella cheese fries. You can.
Connoisseur, may I step in here for a second?
Yeah.
The air fryer. Do you have one?
No.
That's where you could probably do it.
Really?
We honestly, if you don't have an air fryer, they are phenomenal. Fries are always problematic.
Yeah.
For a reheat on fries. They're a home run.
Yeah.
Air fryers.
So
aloha.
So they don't. They're not all mushy.
No. Okay. You get a nice crispiness.
Do you guys like mozzarella cheese fries or no? Because they usually put it in that little tinfoil container so that you can put it in the oven.
Describe to me mozzarella cheese fries.
It's just regular French fries
with mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella cheese on it. But the way they prepare it is they put it in a. In like one of those tinfoil bowls, and then the cheese melts all in there. So that way, if you do want to reheat it, Kathy, it's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not big on those.
No?
I'm not big on cheese fries altogether. I used to like them, and then tired of
them. May I suggest something to you?
Sure.
The Parmesan fries.
Yes. Well, I've had the greatest fries in the world, the sexy fries, which are from Butcher and Barkeep, which no place in the world can touch. But you would not have them. You'd have to go there.
Okay.
They would never travel well.
Are you inviting me over there?
I want to take you there.
Okay.
To have sexy fries.
Wait a second. Don't they have a vehicle driving some over right now for free advertising?
Yeah. I'm telling you, they wouldn't travel well.
Okay.
They
would now, fries seldom do.
Yeah. So, but the... The air fryer is a novel idea for reheating fries.
It really is.
Okay.
I didn't mean to usurp the concept.
No, I'm glad. I'm actually glad you jumped in there. Let's stick with cheese sauces for a moment.
The connoisseur suggests we stay.
Chick-fil-A is reportedly selling a thick and goopy cheese sauce in about 190 restaurants in the country's Northeast and Midwest.
You want to talk about good fries? They're waffle fries there.
I love their waffle fries.
They're waffle fries, man.
Judging from the reactions on Twitter, those who have had it enjoy it, with one writing, the cheese sauce from Chick-fil-A is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I do like the...
I ganked all over my pants.
The Chick-fil-A sauce is pretty damn good, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really, really
good. I've never used.
It's almost like a honey mustard with some barbecue flavor mixed in it, too. So the next time you're there and you order fries, make sure you ask for a Chick-fil-A sauce.
All right.
Because it's really good. It's what they give to you for the giant nugget trays that you can take home. And the Chick-fil-A sauce comes.
Why are their waffle fries so good? So many botch them, but Chick-fil-A's, they do not. They're good.
Well, I mean, I used to be anti-waffle fry until...
One pulled you out of a fire.
Yeah, and I owe my life to them.
We'll stick with sauce for a minute here.
Ooh.
No, you don't have to switch. No. I'm doing this. I'm trying to daisy chain these together so we don't have to do the music every time.
The connoisseur is daisy chaining.
McDonald's in Canada is about to add three new spicy McChicken options there, each with a different level of heat. So you get the spicy jalapeno McChicken that was released at the end of January, features two layers of creamy jalapeno sauce on a regular McChicken. On the 12th, the habanero McChicken was released.
It's a little too hot.
Has habanero sauce on it, yes. But they are also releasing today the ghost pepper McChicken.
Oh, my God.
Which would be way too hot.
Hey.
Features ghost pepper sauce. What?
So this is not going to be a lot. So many times you'll announce these in other countries. And Canada, I think, is another country.
It is.
and that I would say, and they never make it here.
You know what? They'll use them for test markets, and if they do well, then they'll, you know, they'll send them around.
But quite often they don't.
Yeah.
Is McDonald's doing the cheese fry now too?
They have a bacon fry.
That's what
they have, the bacon. My daughter, we were in line yesterday, and my daughter goes, "I want to get the Baconator fries." I thought she was joking because the Baconator is a Wendy's product.
It is,
and so I heard her say that. I thought she was just making it up. And we went up to the window, and she's like, "Dad, didn't you hear what I said?" I was like, "What?" She's like, "I want the Baconator fries." I thought you were making that up.
I don't think they're called Baconator fries.
That's what she called them. So you're probably correct. It's probably a different name.
When the connoisseur completes this topic, there is an actual local food topic.
You can hit it. I'm done with that. Is this at the Wells Fargo Center?
Yes, it is. Did you see that whole thing? Do you have the specifics on it?
I do, yes.
This is the largest burger I've ever seen in my life.
Our buddy Jim Jackson was broadcasting the Flyers game last night, and they have debuted a new burger at the Wells Fargo Center, and I will give you the details. It is called the brand new Broad Street Burger. It's available only in the Cadillac Grill. 16 ounces of beef patty.
Oh, my God.
That's
2 pounds.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That's a 1 pound burger.
Stuffed with Cheese Whiz, topped with 8 ounces of beef tenderloin, crispy onions, and even more Cheese Whiz.
Okay.
And there's an Excalibur-sized steak knife that keeps the bun in place on top.
That's the Ruby Tuesday method. They do that, too.
Yeah, so you can get that at the Wells Fargo Center now.
Wow.
I don't know what it costs, but I would like to try it.
I'm game to give that a shot.
When you order something like that, that's something you go halvesies on.
You have to share it.
But I'll tell you this. Casey?
Did you see the look on his face? He's like, share.
Pussies.
Could you sock one of those away?
No way. No, I would. No, what I would do is I would eat half of it, and then I would
let your wife gank the other half.
Then she would gank the other half. And I would be so excited to eat it when I was on my way home from work. I would think about it for a half hour.
And then go home.
Then I would open the fridge door and it would be gone.
Casey, when we tried that Arby's meat stack sandwich a few years ago, do you remember that?
Was that what that was called?
Yeah. That was, even for me, that was too much, man. Yeah. Did you finish it, though? I don't remember. Okay. No.
I will tell you this picture of the game last night. I assume this is the game last night. Looks sensational.
Yeah.
It's an orgy. It's decadent. It's meant to be that way. But sometimes you just have to dance with the devil.
Casey, did you tell Diane immediately about the French fries? Have you brought that up to her?
No, I texted her.
Okay.
I said, did you eat my fries?
What was her response?
Maybe.
Maybe. She's got it. That's cute. That's the way my wife would do it. well played, Diane.
All right. And then one more thing from the connoisseur.
Can I play the music?
We're going over to dessert now.
Over to the dessert with connoisseur. The meal is wrapping up, so make sure you pay attention.
This is my my Achilles heel is ice cream. That's absolute. I've been on a diet and I'm kicking ass
And taking names.
3 more pounds and I've lost 30, which is pretty wild. But I still make sure that every day I have a little bit of ice cream at the end of the day.
Oh, I was wondering if you still did that.
I do. Yes. Okay. I save my calorie room because I need to have it. It's my reward. It's what keeps me going through the day.
How much do you get?
What?
How much ice cream do you get?
I'll either if I really want to watch it, I'll just do a half cup, which Kathy laughs at because it's not a whole lot.
Not me, my friend. She said that it's not even worth tasting it if he's only going to have a tiny bit.
It's kind of a tease.
but I've gotten a really, really good frozen yogurt, Froyo chocolate. And it's only like 80 calories per half cup. So I'll do a whole cup of that and I'm good to go. So anyway, Häagen-Dazs announced recently that they have a boozy ice cream line that it's been out for a couple of weeks now of the Spirits Collection. And it's got 7 alcoholic ice cream options. Flavor options. These sound really good, by the way.
Okay.
Irish cream brownie. Yum.
I wonder if I would like the taste of these things sans their alcohol.
Do you like rum cake?
I do not.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then you wouldn't like this.
Because of the taste of the rum.
Okay. See, I love it.
Yeah.
Bourbon vanilla bean truffle.
Okay.
Hilaire.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Rum tres leches.
Oh, I love tres leches.
That's three leches.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bourbon praline pecan. Stout chocolate pretzel crunch.
Yes.
Non-dairy amaretto black cherry almond toffee.
Nah.
I'd try it. And Irish cream ice cream cookie squares.
Do you ever put like
Let me finish. Chocolate cookies topped with Irish cream infused ice cream, dipped in dark chocolate.
If you take regular Irish cream, just take a Bailey's and pour it over vanilla ice cream, it's really good. Steve, you probably wouldn't like it because of the alcoholic taste, but if you do like alcohol and ice cream together, that's
wait,
a good
what combo. Do you do?
Just regular Bailey's Irish cream. Yeah. Just pour it right over vanilla ice cream.
Ooh.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably terrible for you in many different ways, but it's delish.
Do you like the black tar heroin swirl?
I don't. No. Not a fan. You got to inject it.
It's really, really wild.
Wow. No, I haven't tried that.
It's really amazing. You never recall tasting anything.
No.
You tend to black out.
I do like the methamphetamine sorbet.
Yeah.
Which is good in between dishes.
The meth fef.
Mm-hmm. So these are currently rolling out nationwide, or they've just been, or they won't be fully available until April. But those sound fantastic. Irish cream brownie, bourbon vanilla bean truffle, rum tres leches, bourbon praline pecan, stout chocolate pretzel crunch, non-dairy amaretto, black cherry, almond toffee, and Irish cream. I got to admit, man, Häagen-Dazs is a superior brand of ice cream.
Häagen-Dazs has maintained their level of competency, and I would say that there are brands that I was just mentioning the Zaz, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the core flavors tell you what Häagen-Dazs's core chocolate is solid and vanilla. And when they can do that right, they can do everything right.
Have you guys tried the Big Gay ice cream that they sell at Wawa?
I have not. Casey, though I hear it's great.
I had the blueberry you told me to try, the blueberry cobbler.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Is that made locally?
Big Gay ice cream is down. It's in the city, so I think it's a local. It's a national chain. Oh, Marissa says it's a national chain. I did not know that.
It is.
Okay. Anyhow, this has been our food moment this morning with the connoisseur.
The connoisseur has made us all very hungry.
Yeah. So get yourself some lunch. Go ahead. It's not too early for that.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.